This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Serious topic, Tom. Last year, over 1,400 Australian lives were saved after receiving organ transplants thanks to the generosity of 510 organ donors and their families. And this week, it's Donate Life Week, where Australians are urged to register as an organ donor. We've got a guest in the studio who received a life-changing transplant over 6 years ago. And not that you let drag yourself down, did you?
Exactly,
and
right.
We say that because he's decided to drag up and tell his story. And his drag alter ego, Dialysis, is now the face of Donate Life, as well as a regular at Chill Out Festival. Good morning, Max Primer.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Excellent. So you've come all the way from Dalesford to the Big Smoke.
Jumped on the choo-choo this morning and rode to Melbourne on the choo-choo. So fabulous.
Was it on time?
It was definitely on time. No, it was actually a couple of minutes late, but that's all right. It's neither here nor there.
Jake, your breakfast radio, you're not a stranger to that, are you?
No, I'm not, no. So I do regular breakfast radio in Dalesford 4 mornings a week from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
You're our major competitor.
And you do that out of a cow shed?
No, out of an old police residence from the 1800s.
Oh, I thought you would have been like milking a cow, then flick the song
gone
on and run
gone
back
past
over
that.
There.
Gone past that one. No pulling teats anymore for me.
Max, tell us about the condition that you were diagnosed with.
Well, in 2008, everything was just going along normally. I was working, I was doing normal things, and I woke up one morning feeling really crappy. So I was actually very fortunate. I was cleaning. I had my own cleaning business, and I was cleaning the doctor's surgeries in Dalesford. So I went to work, and one of the doctors happened to be there, and I told him I felt nauseous. He gave me an injection to sort of calm me down, and I couldn't get off the bed after that. I was really, really bad. So anyway, after about an hour and a half, he sent me home, and I don't know how I drove from Dalesford to Creswick, but I did. By 11 o'clock that morning, I was in an ambulance going to Ballarat Base Hospital with total kidney failure.
Oh, my goodness.
Just totally out of the blue. So no symptoms, no nothing. Just hit me.
So you had to have a transplant, and in March 2012 you got the
magic call
that a kidney was available.
That's right.
What were you feeling as you were heading to the hospital for surgery that day?
It was really difficult. Well, there was no feelings. I was excited. I was going down there, and I'd thought about it for a long time, and you know, I'd read all the statistics that there was very few available, and you might not get one. I'd been on dialysis 3 years, which was really great because it wasn't that long. And traveling to Melbourne, I was with a friend and we chatted all the way down there, got into hospital. The nurses were fantastic and they, you know, got me prepped for surgery. But I never thought about anything apart from the fact that I was going to live a longer life.
A lot of times when you're going in for a transplant, there's a lot of false starts. How does that affect you emotionally or you?
Well, I guess
that
it does, but there was nothing with me. It was just like I got the phone call at 2 o'clock in the morning. We got to Melbourne at 3:30. I was in surgery at 8 o'clock, and it was all over and done and dusted.
So how are you feeling now? Everything's
absolutely amazing. So I've had 6 years of incredible results. And look, the main thing is when you get a transplant, you'd have to do what the doctors tell you to do. They're the experts, the people who know what they're talking about. So you just obey what they say, do what they say. Look after yourself. There's a lot of food you can't eat when you're doing dialysis when your kidneys have failed because of different, you know, like potassium and stuff like that in foods. Right. So when you get the transplant, they say you can start eating normally again, but there's a lot of things I still don't eat after 6 years. Like bananas are a major issue when your kidneys aren't working because it's full of potassium and it's not good for you, so I still don't eat bananas.
Right.
Even though I possibly could.
When you say, like, you follow the doctor's rules, which, of course, we all would, you know, let's just say if I had a liver transplant, will they make me sign a form saying you'll never drink again, if that's the cause of it?
Don't think so. No. They really can't do something like that. It's really up to the person to think, you know, you've just had a second chance at life. Someone who has died has given you the opportunity to live. So it's up to you to take care of that precious gift, which you might never get again. You know, it all goes on your blood results. It goes on the amount of organs that are available, which we really need to get people signed up. So it's really, really important that you take care of what you've been given.
Now, you're the face of Donate Life Week, and you do drag.
Yes.
Did you do drag before you had the chance?
Yeah, for lots of years, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And your name is Di Ellison.
That's right.
which is fantastic. So tell us about Di Ellison.
Well, Di Ellison was born many years ago. Before she was called Di Ellison, she did a few shows around Melbourne, worked at a few different venues and did a couple of things and did a lot of private shows. And then after the transplant, it was time to get back into the chill-out swing of things. And I just sat there one day and I was writing it down and I just realised that Di stroke Ellison was a good name to call a drag queen. So, yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Look, so unlike blood and plasma donations, you know, men who have sex with men, they're not discriminated against when it comes to, you know, donating organs and tissues. Do we know why that is?
Do we, Lana?
When it comes to organ donation, it's a life-saving gift. So it's definitely more critical, I guess, than blood donation, where they do have the opportunity to be a little bit more risk averse. But organs, because they are a life-saving gift and they're more needed, we can extend the criteria a little bit. And for most people, you know, if there's a bit of an increased risk there, it's better than not getting the organ overall because they potentially would die waiting.
We'd die anyway.
Yep.
Now, surveys show that 81% of Australians believe that registering as a donor is important, but only a third have actually registered. Why do you think people hesitate to actually put themselves on the register?
I think it's something that people think about and talk about and talk to each other about, but it's just a matter of actually taking a minute to sit down and register online or register it. You know, we do Donate Life Week. We do little stalls in different places, and for people to sign up takes a minute. It's not that difficult, but I think it's something that to a lot of people is not forefront to what they're doing in the day-to-day thing, you know, in their day-to-day life, working and going to the shops and doing all that sort of stuff. So it's something that we really need to push people just to sign up. Like I said, it takes a minute to sign up, and your organs are wasted if they go into the ground or into a furnace, you know, you die.
What would you say to anyone who isn't sure? They think, oh, I don't know if I should be a donor.
Just do it.
Just do it.
It's not going to make any difference to your life as such. No one's going to throw you off, you know, a cliff and then go down and harvest your organs or anything. I think it's about when you die away. And the main thing is to talk to your family and friends to make sure they know that when you get into a situation where you're critically ill and someone's got to turn off life support, then your wish is to be an organ donor.
Right.
And just get that through to everybody that your wish is to be an organ donor and that's what you want after you're dead.
So how can our listeners register to be an organ donor?
Donatelife.gov.au.
Donatelife.gov.au. Fantastic, Max.
It's an amazing journey. And to anybody who's going through it, just think positive. Take notice of what you're told to do. And you will get through everything. And look, the doctors and nurses are just an amazing group of people who will take care of you and look after you.
We are lucky in this country.
Oh, we are.
We have a great, you know, there's people on the front lines, especially the nurses, that they need awards, medals.
Well, that's right. They do. They do, because they give up their whole life just to look after patients and be there for you when you need them.
But I did have a nurse in the family member, and let me tell you, they are the most uncaring, unloving people to their own family members. You can be bleeding down your leg and they'd look at you and go, yeah, I've seen worse than that, sweetheart.
Exactly. Just go on with it.
Great at their job, terrible in parenting.
So it's Donate Life Week, and to register as an organ donor, just go to donatelife.gov.au. It takes less than a minute. All you need is your Medicare card for identification. That link will be on our social media as well. You can head to Tom and Warren on Facebook or Twitter. And thanks for sharing your story with us.
Happy to do it anytime. Thank you very much,
boys.
Thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.